some of the trends in classical music, let's talk about those in the past years. Let's start with the recording industry. What happened?
Well, the recording industry has suffered from a blockbuster mentality that doesn't work very well in the internet age of the so-called long tail theory. That is, the internet age is predicated on the idea you can sell a lot of different kinds of things, but sell slightly less of them. It's a great niche market. And the major classical labels are still looking for those blockbuster sales, which are harder and harder to get in any form of music, in any form of media entertainment these days. Pop music, too, is not hitting the same kinds of sales targets it used to hit. Therefore, you've seen a lot of erosion in the output of the majors, specifically the labels owned by Universal Records, where labels like Harmonia Mundi are doing really quite well, issuing very high-quality product, but without the same aspiration to sell 100,000 copies of it.
Right, because their standard of sales was always lower to begin with, I suppose.
Which is realistic. If you think of the way the classical catalog works today, you want something you can keep in the catalog for a very long time and keep selling it. You're not going to necessarily get so many sales right out of the box. And Universal is still investing heavily in the latest beautiful soprano in a glossy package, and I'm not sure that's really what people are looking for today. The audience, I believe, is much more Catholic in its tastes, with a small c, willing to embrace lots of different kinds of things and try different things. But I don't know that a $25 CD of Another Pretty Face is going to appeal as much to an audience that is, by and large, more discriminating.
And it seemed like for a while in the early 2000s that the major labels were just casting off A-list artists, and all of a sudden, you know, artists who were once on the big labels, EMI or BMG or Sony, were having to fend for themselves.
Well, that's been, in a way, productive. What you see is that even very top-level artists are realizing there's not necessarily an advantage to being with a major label, and people are going out and founding their own labels. People like Gil Shaham, who's one of the leading violinists today and has his own recording label. The internet and so-called new technology has made this a lot more accessible to people. It's a lot easier to manufacture a CD and find distribution for it.